Okay, let's talk about a controversial issue that's gained hype in recent years, vegetarianism. I won't go into ethics much. Instead, I'm going to focus on the diet itself. I hope by the end of the lecture you'll see why a vegetarian diet is actually not as healthy as most people think. First, I'll address a couple of myths. Humans have been eating meat for millions of years. It's not a new development, and it's helped us evolve into intelligent beings with large brains. And if you need more proof, there isn't a single human culture that's totally vegetarian. Vegetarians don't live longer either. They just usually have more balanced lifestyles, meaning they tend to exercise and not smoke. So what about slaughtering? Well, there are laws and techniques to minimize animal suffering, just as there are ways to reduce the environmental impact of the industry. As far as the diet goes, well, simply put, humans can't live on vegetables alone. Meat has high levels of amino acids, minerals, and essential vitamins that we need to survive, while plants usually don't carry adequate levels. For example, vegetarians usually have to watch their intake of protein, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin B12. Sometimes they even need to take supplements. Plus, not everybody is the same. What I mean is, some people need more protein and fat or can't process the nutrients of plants as well. In fact, saturated animal fats have a lot of benefits and play an important role in the body. They can make our immune system stronger and help our kidneys, lungs, and nervous system function properly. And actually, many studies show they protect us from diseases like cancer and diabetes, not cause them. The cholesterol levels are also linked to our mental health and can help fight off depression. Basically, what I'm saying is this: eating meat is normal and healthy. The real concerns stem from new chemically processed foods and unsaturated fats that are at the heart of the issue.